Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. If there's any celebration that feels like it's getting elbowed aside by the holiday industrial complex, it's Thanksgiving. Those red coffee cups, the tacky plastic drugstore Santas, Pandora suddenly pushing the Holly Jolly Christmas Channel, it all seems to come earlier and earlier every autumn, all to the detriment of the one day that has always been my favorite. Today is the day we give thanks, the day we show appreciation and love, the day we all acknowledge the basic, unavoidable truth that none of us became who we are without the help and care of others. And right now, to be honest, it kind of feels as if there's a great deal of pain in the world. So we offer this next hour as a sort of balm. Four of our favorite Radio Boston segments that touch on the simple purity and power of gratitude. We'll start with Scott McCauley. He lives in Melrose, and for the past 30 years, he's opened his home and Thanksgiving table to complete strangers who would otherwise have been alone.
I don't want somebody even sitting in front of the TV with a styrofoam dish with something that somebody's prepared for them. I'd rather they had a place, if they so choose, to come and hang out.
Scott McCauley has been doing this since he was just 24 years old. My former co-host Anthony Brooks talked with McCauley last year about why, for a holiday so intimately associated with family, he chooses to welcome strangers instead.
In 1985, my folks split up, and in September, nobody was speaking to each other.
Oh, boy.
And if I did something nice to Ma, Dad got a little not too pleased. If I did something for Dad, Ma was definitely not pleased. I don't like to eat alone, and the thought of having Thanksgiving alone, looking at the walls, or watching the TV was not something that I really wanted to do, and really was not looking forward to it at all. So I put a little ad in the Melrose Free Press, which is a local paper, and said that if anybody thought that they would find themselves alone on Thanksgiving Day and they didn't want to be, give me a call and I'll cook a turkey.
And how many people showed up that first time?
I limited it to 12.
I see.
Because I wasn't sure how this was going to work. 12 came, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's amazing. So are you a good cook? Did you know how to cook then? Were you a good
cook? I still don't know how to cook. Thanksgiving dinner is really easy. Yeah. The directions are on the bird bag, and you put it in the oven, let it do its thing, and in the meantime, you peel the squash and peel the potatoes, and you boil them to death.
And that's it.
So even I can't mess that up too bad.
So, Scott, you started with 12 people. How big has this Thanksgiving dinner gotten that you do every year? What was the highest number of people that came?
The highest number was 89.
89.
On my 25th year.
Wow. How'd you do that? Cook for 89 people.
You put it the same way you do for the 12. you just do a little bit more.
Yeah, and who comes? I'd love to hear about the mixture of people.
We have sometimes children, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years old. The oldest was 95. We had one lady that came from a nursing home that hadn't been out for 7 years and paid $200 plus mileage to get there, and I told her my cooking wasn't worth that. People that are recently divorced. Yeah. I had some Vietnamese people last year that didn't speak a word of English, but they apparently liked it because they stayed. I had a girl one time that was coming down from New Hampshire to see her dad at Mass General, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor the next day, but she was in the air. So there's all different reasons why people come, and it changes from year to year.
Do they end up coming back, the same people?
Well, it changes.
It changes, right.
Sometimes they get remarried, or they get the girlfriend. Or sometimes people come because they don't like their family, and they've mended the fence in the family. Some people come every other year because you know how the in-law thing works.
Right. Well, Scott, why do you do it? You're just a good guy. You're just kind of a saint.
Nope. I tease people because people like you say that. I said, no, I'm a mean old guy, and I would be home alone on Thanksgiving, so I do this so I have something to do. But really, I did not like the thought of spending the day alone.
Right.
And I don't want anybody that's within my reach to have to spend the day home alone. I've never turned anybody away.
Wow.
I had a couple come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I says, can I help you? And they said, we came for the Thanksgiving dinner. I says, it started at 1. She says, well, we heard about it, and we've both lost our jobs. And we drove up from West Bridgewater. I said, we'll find something for you.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. These stories, though, they must make you feel so good. I mean, you're connecting with people on such a personal level on such an important day.
Yeah, well, that's what makes you want to do it again the next year.
Yeah. And I want to point out, I mean, if I understand this correctly, this all comes out of your pocket, right? You pay
for
this?
Well, for most of the years that I did it, yes. I don't ask for donations, never have, never will, because at this time of year, every time you open the mailbox, there's solicitations for wonderful charities. If somebody or a group gives me something, I'll take it if I still can use it. If I've already got what I need, unfortunately for some people, I tell them I'm all set and recommend like Bread of Life in Malden. Sometimes they're not too pleased with me. Sometimes they think I'm nuts.
You mean you'll actually
not taking the money?
You'll actually turn down.
Oh,
a
I do it. Oh yeah. So like anything this week when I'm all set, I turn them down.
So can I ask what's the tab for Thanksgiving dinner for anywhere from 60
slips
to 80?
All over the table? Here.
Yeah, you've got all kinds of receipts here.
I haven't added it up for this year.
Yeah. But generally, what
generally
is
speaking, the last few years, a little over $1,000.
$1,000 for 62.
But that's because they get the full setup of food.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a great deal.
They get a darn good meal.
How long do you imagine yourself doing this?
Well, I got to keep doing it. There's a need for it.
Yeah.
The goal is to have nobody sign up, which means everybody's got a place to go. Then I can not have to do it. But anybody can do this. Hmm. Every town should have somebody doing this. And even if you don't want to do it on the scale that I do it on it, just invite one person over that's extra. Just make sure everybody that's in your life space has a place to go. Don't let anybody stay home alone.
That's Scott McCauley, who today, for the 30th year in a row, is serving Thanksgiving dinner to strangers who have nowhere else to go. He spoke with Anthony Brooks last year.